Tiger Woods is putting at a new level as well. Do you notice any difference in his swing and his approach, or is it just confidence?
Well, no, he's always had a very fundamentally sound putting stroke. He's got a new drill. Well, it's not even a new drill. He's just doing it more often now, where he's hitting putts with the right hand only and putting a tee just about an eighth of an inch on either side of the heel or the toe of the putter to make sure that he gets it right down the same path every time. But you're right. I mean, a lot of people equate good-looking golf swings and long irons and long tee shots and whatever to automatic winner, you know, superstardom. And it's not true, because you have to have a short game and you really have to putt. And ultimately, the biggest difference in Tiger over these last four or five tournaments in terms of his score has been the putter. You're right. I mean, he played at Akron when we were with him on Sunday. And the difference, he got a couple good breaks, but like elite athletes, he was always willing to take advantage of those breaks. The less competitive individual is almost embarrassed by those breaks and then doesn't capitalize on them. But that's not Tiger. And then the difference in his birdies and some of the other guys, he made a 30-foot bomb and made a 40-foot bomb. He did the same thing at the PGA Championship. So it was the putter that ultimately brought him those victories. Granted, supported by some superb ball striking, but the putter was key.